You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Jessica Beggins. Each week, tune in to hear a new topic about real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your own home, or maybe you're looking to get into the industry. Either way, I hope you use this as your go-to resource for all of your real estate needs. Hey guys, Jessica Beggins here with Century 21. How's everyone doing? This is my first podcast, so bear with me. I might say a million times, but we're going to just take it one day at a time. Let's keep in touch. Follow me on Instagram at C21Jess. Follow me on Facebook. You'll find me at C21 Jessica Beggins. YouTube, I'm Jessica Beggins. Let's keep in touch. Follow me, subscribe to my channels. Please subscribe to my podcast here as well. And comment down below. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of. And I'm more than happy to take any recommendations. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. So today, I wanted to talk to you guys about door knocking and what to expect. I've had a lot of people who are getting into the business kind of ask me what to expect when they're door knocking, because they're too scared to go out and they don't want to go out and just do this on their own without hearing anyone's stories first. So that's the whole idea behind this podcast. I did door knock for the first 2 full years of my business, and I door knocked for many different purposes. You can door knock because you have a geographical farm that you go to once a month to deliver market knowledge to. You can door knock because you're going to expired listings, maybe a for sale by owner. Maybe you're doing just listed or just sold calls. Maybe you're door knocking because you have an open house this weekend and you want to tell the neighborhood about it so that they can bring friends and family who are looking to buy a house. There are so many different purposes behind door knocking, but we're going to talk today about what to expect when you do actually knock on someone's door for one of those purposes. So let's start with a geographical farm. You have, say, 200 doors in the area that you live in that you're going to knock on every single month, once a month, to deliver them market news. You're going to say, here's what homes are selling for. This is the price per square foot. This is the average square foot range in our neighborhood. And this is what your home could potentially sell for. And you're keeping them posted once a month. They love this. I found that a lot of sellers actually are very interested in this. So this is a very friendly way to start door knocking if you haven't already gotten out there. When you have a geographical farm, you are going to knock on their door the first time. This is the first time ever you've been out there. You knock on their door and they're curious. They're like, who is this? Oh, it's a realtor. Okay, they're, you know, trying to get my business or whatever. They might be a little off put, but they're curious. They've never seen you before. You sound knowledgeable. You're delivering them information rather than trying to sell them something. You are not soliciting. So for those doors that have those no soliciting signs on them, legally, you're not selling them anything. You are providing them with information that is useful to them. So, you know, knock that one out of the park. Don't listen to that one anymore because that doesn't make any sense, right? Farming is a great way to start door knocking. Once you've knocked on their door the first time, now you're on month 2, month 3, maybe month 4 of doing this. And that month 4, you knock on the door and they say, oh, hey, Susie, I see you again. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by. And now when you're door knocking because of a farm, you're really door knocking to stay in the back of their mind should they ever think about selling. So when you're farming, you really want to take into consideration what price range the houses are in that neighborhood, because when you're knocking on doors that are $100,000, when if you just drive, you know, 5 minutes more and you can get to an area where the houses are $800,000, go knock once a month in the $800,000 homes and provide them with information so that when they're ready to sell, they call you, you know. Definitely focus on those price ranges when you're choosing your farm. Now, they are going to start recognizing you. They're going to start liking you. And that doesn't happen when you're door knocking for expireds or for sale by owners, or you're doing a just listed or just sold, because those people have never seen you before. So it's kind of like you're starting over in your farm when you're door knocking for something else. You're starting from scratch. These people do not know you. They are going to be caught off guard. You know, why is this person knocking on my door? You know, it happens. It's going to be like that. It is a little uncomfortable, but it's important to get out of your comfort zone. So take it one step at a time, literally up their driveway, up their front porch, and knock, 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 knock. And they're going to answer the door and they're probably going to say, "Can I help you?" And you'll say your name, you'll introduce yourself. You know, "I'm in the area. I just listed a property down the street. It's listed for $475. It's been on the market for 3 days so far, and we've already had 6 showings. Do you know anyone who's looking to move into this neighborhood, or have you yourself ever thought about selling?" And they'll either say no and they'll close the door, or they'll say, "You know, no, thank you for stopping by. I'll keep you in mind if I ever hear of anyone." Or sometimes they say, "Yeah, my sister, you know, Sam over there actually has been thinking about selling her house and she might want to move into this neighborhood. So can I have your information?" Or maybe they'll say, "You know what? I have been thinking about selling my house. How much do you think my house would sell for?" And these are realistic things that happen and things that come from door knocking. It's pretty great. So it is a numbers game. There are some people that are going to be like, "Nope, get out of my face," and they're going to close the door. I've had people invite me in because, yes, I'm talking, we're door knocking, right? We are outside hitting the streets. We're pounding the pavement and it's hot. I'm in Florida. I do this in Tampa, Florida. I mean, I did this in the summertime and I'm telling you, I drip sweat. I've got sweat stains on my armpits, and that's just how life is. And these sellers answer the door and they see it. Sometimes they are really nice and they invite you in for water, which is really awesome when that happens, because then you kind of get to chat with them about what you're doing, what your goals are, and kind of introduce themselves or yourselves to them. They introduce themselves. I've met an inspector this way. It's just, and it's awesome because you're in air conditioning for like 5 minutes and you're getting out of that. So don't be so terrified to door knock. You're just going to have to do it and you're going to get these experiences on your own. And I think that's the most important thing. And that's going to keep you from being scared, is just doing it that one time. So I did this for the first 2 years of my business for all different reasons of door knocking. And I did get out of it. I think it was just not my preferred method of prospecting, but you know what? It works. And I'm kind of in a spot in my business where right now where I've set big goals for myself. And in order to meet those goals, I'm going to have to start door knocking again. So I do think that this is something that's important for all agents, whether you're new or you are experienced. You know, one thing that I think stopped me from door knocking was the fact that I thought the sellers were thinking of me as, "Oh, this girl obviously doesn't have any business because she's out door knocking for some business. Like, she's not successful." But you know what? That's not true. And don't let that deter you from going door knocking, because if you're door knocking, I mean, what if your goal is to sell 100 homes this year and you've only sold 70 and you still have 30 houses to sell? And guess what? It's October, so you only have 3 months to do it. Well, you better start door knocking. You better start prospecting in some ways that make you really uncomfortable. And the sellers don't know that. So if you are a new agent and you have no business and you're door knocking to get business, pretend you have a bunch of business and you're super successful and you're just trying to reach your goals. I mean, just make something up as a reason to why you're door knocking and don't let them know that you don't have any business. This is not something that ever came out of anyone's mouth. I have never heard that from anybody. That is just something that I thought in my head and it kept me from door knocking. And I'm telling you guys, if that's a thought in your head, let it go, because no one has ever said that to me. Like I said before, people are come up with a whole bunch of different ideas of what they could say. They've found a sister who's looking to buy or sell, you know, maybe a cousin. When you're door knocking, make sure to include the fact that you, as a realtor here in Tampa, have connections to other realtors in other states. And if they are moving out of state, you can help them sell their house here, but you can also help them purchase because you know an agent. And go through your relocation company and find them an agent in another state and get a relocation fee, you know, get that referral fee. And that way you're being paid on not only the sale that you've made from door knocking, but also because you have now found them an agent in another state. So that's kind of a cool thing too, you know, use all of your resources that we have as realtors. And I think that's really important to show is that we are professionals. We do this every single day. We have the resources, and door knocking is just a way to get out there and meet people. And the whole goal of real estate is to set the appointment, right? So you're going out, you're meeting people, you're setting appointments, you're selling houses. And the only way to do this is by going and getting your own business. And door knocking is a great way to do that. So I hope that this has kind of opened up a little bit of what to expect when you're door knocking. I can tell you a couple stories. I know now everyone has these Ring doorbells, right? So they can see you. Well, they can see you when you walk up to their house. I was door knocking a couple months ago, and I was across the street. I had now gone down one side of the street and left my flyers. That is another thing. When you're door knocking, make sure to bring a leave behind. Bring a flyer so that if they don't answer the door, you've now left a mark there and they know you were there and they have your information. So if they are interested, they just weren't home when you went, they have a number to call you back on. So make sure to do a leave behind. But this was kind of funny because I had now, you know, gone down the street, and for those that didn't answer, I left my flyers, and now I've crossed the street and I'm coming back down the other side. And I got down to almost the end of the street, and there was a gentleman on the opposite side of the street who, you know, yelled over and said, "Hey, I saw you at Line in Publix put this on my door." And I was laughing because he legitimately saw me walk up his driveway, put that flyer in his door handle, you know, knock and stand there and wait and everything and walk back. And he caught me on the other side of the street and said, "Hey, I was standing in Line in Publix and I saw you." And that's just really awkward to me. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. So, don't let that deter you either, that people are going to see you. Just make sure that you don't say a whole bunch of stuff at their door that you don't want anyone to hear, because those Ring doorbells hear everything. So that is kind of funny. I've probably seen it all when it's come to door knocking. I've seen people answer the door in only a Speedo on a Tuesday afternoon at, you know, 1 o'clock. I've seen some really old people. I've seen kids answer the door home alone. Gosh, I've seen a lot. I've been offered Patron shots. Gosh, I could have so many stories for you. We'll go into that another time. But realistically, what to expect from door knocking is that people are not going to understand why you're at their door. You have to explain it to them. And as long as you kind of match them and kind of mirror match their, you know, their words that they're saying, and if they're timid, you be timid back and kind of help them feel comfortable, you will see progress come from door knocking, and you will get deals from door knocking. Some people will turn you down right away. Some people you'll have to knock several times for them to get to know you so that they feel comfortable giving you business. And other people will see you as a really aggressive salesperson, and they'll really like that, and they'll want you to come and, you know, set an appointment with them that week. So there are some really great things that can come from door knocking, and please don't be scared. Please do know that if you ever do feel uncomfortable, leave. You have the ability to walk out of any situation, get in your car, and drive back to your office. Please, you know, tell someone where you're going when you're door knocking so that they, you know, if something happens, someone knows where you are. But really, I did this probably 3 or 4 times a week for 2 years, and I never had anything bad happen to me. If you ever do feel uncomfortable, make sure to just leave and just don't go back to that area or that house again. I was in a house one time with a gentleman who had dementia, and I got carried out of his house. He put his hand around my arm and furiously walked me out of his house. I was actually there. His wife had called me for an appointment, and he let us in the house and everything. We were walking around, and something snapped in him, and it was very aggressive. It was not one of my favorite things, and I never went back to that house again. So if there is a situation that you feel uncomfortable with, just don't go back. Just don't go back there and stay in a location that you're comfortable. And, you know, door knock in the middle of the day or in the late afternoon. Never go at nighttime. And, you know, keep it professional with everything that you do. And I think you're going to be fine. I've really never had anything terrible happen. And out of, you know, the most of it is I've met some really great people and I've gotten some deals from it. I did list a $1 million home from an expired door knock. So it happens, people. It happens, and it's really great when it does, but it is a numbers game, so give it some time, and it's not going to happen right away. So I hope that this helps you understand what it's like to door knock, what's realistically going to come from it. And if you guys have any questions, you know, reach out, and I'd love to chat with you about it, and we'll keep in touch. All right, you guys, until next time. Talk to you later.